This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome John Cochran of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University to help me understand a puzzle that I met during the weeks around COP26, the meeting in Glasgow. The idea of what is to be done about climate change. In all the world, all I could think of was green. Green means regulations, green means ambitions, invention. The one thing it had not occurred to me until recently was what can be done about climate change is the Federal Reserve Board. I said, what? So I go to John Cochran to help me explain this paragraph in the Financial Stability Oversight Council, which is an umbrella group of U.S. financial regulators. This is the regulators' regulators' Bible. Quote, FSOC is recognizing that climate change is an emerging and increasing threat to U.S. financial stability. This report puts climate change squarely at the forefront of the agenda of its member agencies and is a critical first step forward in addressing the threat of climate change. End quote. John, I thought, I confess, that this was a send-up. It isn't. So, you've helped me understand the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, and climate change. How do they work together, John? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yes, sometimes the onion might get put out of business by the actual news, the way things are going these days. This is not, so there's two issues which you should distinguish. One is climate change and one is financial regulation. We can argue whether it's a good idea to shut down the oil and gas companies, and we can argue whether it's a good idea to do that by starving them of finance. But this is an effort to do that not by Congress, not by administration, but to have the financial regulators take the lead to starve the fossil fuel companies and drive them out of the financial system. The little bug in the fly in the ointment there is that financial regulators aren't allowed to do that. They're not allowed to have a climate policy. They're not allowed to have an immigration policy. They're not allowed to have a trade policy. They're supposed to be regulating financial risks and only financial risks. So in order to sneak this one in, they have to drum up this fantasy that climate poses some risk to the financial system. Oh, we looked for risks to the financial system, and what did we find? Did we find nuclear war, pandemic? No, we found climate. That's the risk to the financial system that justifies regulators going in and shutting off the fossil fuel companies when they're not allowed to do it otherwise.
A puzzle, John, if I understand correctly. This is not about climate change. You're not, in the National Review, challenging climate change and its scientific basis or the evidence that we have so far. This is
absolutely
about
not.
The Federal Reserve, the regulators at the Federal Reserve, who are charged with making certain our banks are stable. As I recall, they call it a stress test. How does this work with a stress test? That is the tool they use to assure us from month to month that we won't have another 2008.
I just want to emphasize a point. My argument is not about climate change. In fact, I'm going to take the science a lot more seriously than the people in charge of this are taking the science. Because the science tells you in the next 5 years, the sort of the horizon that you can vaguely think about regulating banks and financial institutions, the climate is not going to change big and unexpected ways that could tank the financial system. That's just not going to happen. So this is the way, by inventing that, is the way that regulators go in and want to squeeze fossil fuel companies out.
But how? That's the puzzle. What would it look like if the Federal Reserve rang you up, a bank, you're a bank, and said the system is at risk because of? What are they saying? I'm trying to imagine this policy.
Well, the way the policy is going to work is to really lean on banks and other financial institutions not to lend money to fossil fuel companies, and also to lean on the Fed and other central banks to subsidize green, quote-unquote, green renewables. The European Central Bank is already doing this. They are buying green bonds under the excuse that the market is underpricing those bonds, so that they're just remedying underpricing problems in the markets, but they are literally printing money in order to subsidize green energy. Those are the current climate policies. There are climate's a problem, and there's lots of intelligent policies, but this is a particular kind of climate policy. Drive up financing, make the banks kick the fossil fuel companies out, subsidize the today's politically possible renewals, renewables, sorry. And that can be achieved through financial regulation, even though, no congressman would ever step up and vote for that on the record, because they might have to come up for election someday.
Again, I misunderstood the news. There is a nomination for comptroller of the currency, Sal Omarova, a distinguished college professor, as I understand. And sometimes I've been reading reports about how her academic papers in the past have made extreme statements. One of those extreme statements talked about bankrupting fossil fuel companies, starving them. So is that a method? I understand the words are not well chosen, but is that what the Federal Reserve has in mind, to besiege banks because they are sustaining Chevron? And Chevron, by the way, is sustaining the American prosperity.
That is the project, and I think she gets her only problem is she was honest about it in the way that the rest of Washington D.C. is less honest about it. It is it's like applying financial sanctions we apply to Cuba, Iran, and North Korea could be applied to the oil companies and to pot farmers, payday lenders, and for-profit schools, which have been subject to the same kind of thing in a mild form from the U.S. regulators. Now, this is not baked in stone. This is the big debate about whether this is going to happen. Jerome Powell, to his credit, a year ago said, we're not going here. The central bank is not in charge of climate change. Now, he's being pushed really hard against that. Lael Brainard is on the record, would like very much to get the Fed involved with leading this climate change charge, and that's the method for doing it.
During the period of the late 20th century, when it was anathema to talk about nuclear energy, did anyone at the Federal Reserve ever suggest using regulations in order to shut down nuclear plants that are now being shut down?
I don't believe so. I mean, this is part of the big expansion. Since 2008, the Fed has taken on bigger and bigger and bigger challenges, bigger and bigger mandates. Maybe a little inflation will get them to focus back on what they're supposed to be doing. I'm glad you brought up nuclear, though, because, you know, the current enthusiasm, I don't want to sound like I'm all against climate change policy. There's lots of climate change policies. One of the climate change policies would be, let's get nuclear going again. But you can be sure that this regulatory approach is not going to be going towards the one thing that actually does produce energy without releasing carbon, and that's nuclear.
And the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, who has the experience of having been chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Have they indicated what a template of a letter to a bank or a call to a bank would look like? Oh, by the way, your loans out to Exxon or your loans out to, Occidental Petroleum, they're going to cause your bank to be reviewed by us. Has that happened yet, John, to your knowledge?
To some extent. Now, I haven't, there's like hundreds of thousands of pages here. I haven't read them all. But Janet Yellen did in a press conference announce she was hoping to convince banks to voluntarily not lend, quote, voluntarily, unquote, not lend to organizations that had not completed their plan towards net zero sustainability in some time frame. So that's the kind of example that you start with voluntary and then gets, when the Treasury Secretary tells you we'd like you to voluntarily do something, you kind of get the message here.
All right, again, we're not talking about climate change. We're talking about regulating in some
using
ways.
Using financial regulation,
right,
for climate change. And by the way, you know, the hilarious part is the administration tried to do a lot of cutting down on fossil fuels until the price of gas went up, and then they started begging the Saudis to turn on the taps.
How does a fossil fuel company convince a bank that it is not in the business of creating greenhouse gases? How do you do that? You can't. You just say we're out of business. That's the only way you can do it.
Well, I think that this has these companies are creative. Now, fossil fuel companies can go straight to the bond markets, and it can go straight to the stock market to get funding. That means only the big ones can do it. But here, too, there's pressure now to have more, quote, ESG investing, where fund managers can take your retirement funding and violate the usual rule that they're only supposed to worry about the money and start only directing your money towards ESG qualified investments.
As I understand it, the world's financial market, this is my last thought, John, because this feels like a science fiction debate. The world financial markets are integrated. So our banks affect everybody else's bank. Morgan Stanley, the biggest bank in the world, affects everybody else. Is there been any pushback from other countries about this unusual policy?
There's some, some of the Australians are a little angry that U.S. banks won't lend to their banks that lend to fossil fuel companies. But this is an international market, and you know, climate's a global thing. You want to talk about climate change? Let's talk about coal-fired power plants in China.
Right, that's right. Where
the emissions are coming from. And oil is a global market. We can shut down our oil industry. The Russians have one too, and they'd be only so happy as to sell it to you at slightly higher prices than you're paying now.
John Cochran of the Hoover Institution teaches at Stanford University and also writes what I thought was great wit, not challenging climate change, but the idea that the regulators are going to show up with a hard hat. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.